We will now discuss the other miscellaneous changes in customs. There have been various notifications providing concessional rate and exemption from custom duty on import of specified products, which are being amended to include the exemption from health cess, agriculture, infrastructure and development cess, as in AIDC, and road and infrastructure cess, RIC, for goods imported under such notifications. Certain clarificatory amendments have been made to the entry number 525, 526A and 531A of notification number 50 of the year 2017, dated 30th of June 2017, to clarify the scope of exemptions in relation to the imports of completely knockdown or semi-knockdown forms, CKD/SKD of electric vehicles, including commercial, passenger and two-wheeled electric vehicles. The concessional rate of customs duty on electric compressor and contactor have been deleted from the entry number 531A, as these parts are not used in two-wheelers. Anti-dumping duty is being permanently revoked on imports of the following: straight length bars and rods of alloy steel imported from the People's Republic of China, high speed steel of non-cobalt grades imported from Brazil, China and Germany, flat rolled product of steel plated or coated with alloy of zinc, of aluminium and zinc exported from China, Vietnam and Korea. Countervailing duty is being permanently revoked on imports of certain hot-rolled and cold-rolled stainless steel flat product exported from China. Export duty decreased on raw hides and skins of buffalo from 40% to 30% with effect from the 2nd of February 2022. Custom import of goods at concessional rate of duty rules applicable from 2017 are being amended to provide the following facilities: to introduce an end-to-end automation in the submission of necessary details and forms, claiming incentive and the payment of duties through a common portal, standardization of various forms in electronic mode and phasing out transaction-based permissions and intimations. Let's discuss excise. Unblended fuel to attract an additional differential excise duty of INR 2 per litre from the 1st of October 2022 to encourage the efforts of blending of fuel. Two new tariff items, that is 2710 1243 and 2710 1244, falling under Chapter 27, have been inserted in the fourth schedule to the Central Excise Act 1944, relating to E12 and E15 fuel blends, conforming to the new BIS specification. The seventh schedule of the Finance Act 2001 is being amended to substitute Central Excise tariff item of petroleum crude. Notification number 49 of the year 2008, Central Excise, dated on 24th of November 2018, which provides the retail sale price valuation for specified goods, has been suspended to align with the current position post rollout of the GST regime.